Christmas.
BBC Radio Leicester.
Now, I know most schools and universities have broken up for now for the Christmas period, including those from Loughborough University, but many of them are actually using their time off to do something good for others. Sarah Ha has actually been tweeting ideas every day for little things that people can do, and she joins me on the programme to explain in a bit more detail. Sarah, I'm intrigued. Explain what you've been doing and why.
Hello. Well, basically, ACTION is the volunteering section of Loughborough Students' Union. So we have volunteering projects for students every week during term time. So I thought that after coming across the 12 CSV volunteering days of Christmas, that I would remind all of our ACTION volunteers that they can continue to make a difference while being at home for Christmas.
All right, talk to me a little bit about the CSV 12 days of Christmas. Community Service Volunteers is what CSV stands for.
Yeah, so I came across the website with the 12 volunteering days of Christmas, and they have things like on the first day you do a good deed for the day, so you can offer to help someone. So for example, I just went out and bought some gluten-free mince pies for one of my colleagues at work so that she wasn't left out at the Christmas party, and I was just giving ideas for things that students could do while they're at home and little things that make a big difference. So in the end, lots of our students tweeted in saying some of the things that they'd done. We had Lizzie Sheridan, who babysat for her friend's seven-year-old so that her friend could go to her work Christmas meal, and she also made cakes for her neighbour. And we had Matt Shillabeer, who volunteered at the nursery while at home for Christmas, so he enjoyed playing pin the nose on Rudolph. Plenty of things, little acts of kindness, like Jade Wong helped an elderly lady with her shopping that was too heavy. Just things like that that students are still doing while at home and continuing the volunteering spirit this Christmas.
I mean, it's a great idea, isn't it? And I think it is the season, you know, of goodwill. We always talk about it, and you hear that quite often. You may hear about it in your own circles. You don't necessarily hear about a lot of the good things that are going on, not just at Christmas, but throughout the year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I tweeted saying that lots of people had already completed the third Christmas day, volunteering day of Christmas, which was the Christmas giveaway, and the last week of every term we have something called a food drive, and we had the Christmas clear out this year, whereby all 15 halls of residence tried to collect the most food for their hall, for charity. And we ended up filling a whole van full of food, and we donated it to the Bridge, which is a local charity for the homeless. So just reminding them they've already contributed towards the 12 volunteering days of Christmas, and we have things like we have a soup kitchen which runs every week, and last week Rosie and Matt, the project leaders for the soup kitchen at the Salvation Army, they cooked a massive Christmas dinner for all the people that came along, and they had 12 volunteers helping out, even though that was a day that all the students had gone home. So it's amazing to see students still volunteering even when they can go home for Christmas.
That's brilliant. You've obviously been touched by this. You know, this the whole idea of 12 days via CSV. You've even been tweeting about it, haven't you?
Yes, I have. So I tweeted all the 12 days of Christmas, saying some things that people may have done already through ACTION, or some things that they could do while at home. I mean, Steph Noble is one of our star volunteers, and she tweeted saying that she was volunteering by teaching children first aid with St John's Ambulance while at home. And so many of our ACTION reps volunteer every single week at university, and it's nice to know that when they're at home, they're continuing to do it.
That's brilliant, because you're at home, you're back at home. Where's home for you?
I'm in South East London.
Okay.
Forest Hill.
Have you any idea you're going to still continue to do this, I'm guessing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's mainly small acts of kindness. I mean, just spending time with our neighbour who's by herself, or taking my nan to see the Christmas lights. Anything that can just make someone's day, especially people who are lonely at this time of year.
What a great idea. And I guess, you know, it's not just students that can make a difference. We all can make a difference, can't we?
Definitely. Even small things, like one of our halls, Harry French, in the last week of term, they made lots of different Christmas cards. They made over 200 Christmas cards and wrote them to the local residents just to wish them all a happy Christmas, to try and build relationships between the local community and all the students at Loughborough. It's just wonderful all the things that you can do that can really cheer someone up. So small acts of kindness can go a long way.
They really can, can't they? So people can tweet this as well, can't they?
They can tweet
photos and a hashtag. If you are, you know, familiar with social media, you know how it works. What do they do?
So I asked all the students from Loughborough to tweet to me, @ActionChair_LSU, but also to @CSV_UK, and then they tweet things that they've done with the hashtag 12 days CSV, just so that if they click on all the hashtags, they can see all the type of things that people are doing across the country, volunteering-wise. It's just wonderful.
That's a brilliant idea. Sarah, so you've got a few more days to go then. Well, a couple of more days to go.
Yeah.
Any ideas what you're going to do with it?
Probably just continue to tell people to make sure they volunteer and just remind them of all the good work they've done this year. I mean, we've had almost 800 students take part in one-off projects which contributes towards a total of 4,700 hours of volunteering just since October, and that's just the students at Loughborough, and hopefully we'll reach the same as last year, which was 20,000 hours by the time we reach the end of the year, the academic year. So just reminding them they can just continue to volunteer whilst at home at Christmas, so hopefully they will.
Brilliant. Look, well, I think you've certainly inspired me and hopefully other people as well. Sarah, thank you very much indeed. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you very much, and you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. That's Sarah Hart, who's a student at Loughborough University, doing her thing for 12 days of CSV. That's Community Service Volunteers. If you want to find out the sorts of things you can do, I mean, there's a couple of days left, so you can get involved, can't you? CSV.org.uk. That's CSV.org.uk. More ideas on what you might do via that, and if you are on Twitter, you can hashtag the number 12, so it's 12 days CSV, right? That's the hashtag you need if you are on Twitter and you understand social media. All right, hashtag 12 days CSV, or that email, the website is csv.org.uk.